Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. As promised, joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, gentleman who started his basketball career right here in Cleveland, John Hay High School, should have been a Cleveland Cavalier, was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm sorry, I'll never get over the fact that Keith Lee came to the Cavs for Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley joining us right now. Hello, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, how y'all going?
We are well. How are you? Yeah, good to have you with us. We were trying
to be in Cleveland having a good time today.
Good. We were trying to get you yesterday. You were busy doing things. You're helping some folks in Cleveland. It's a terrific opportunity. Explain what you're doing.
So we down at Luther Metropolitan. It's a shelter and giving guys a meal all their lifetime. And this is my fourth time coming down here doing this. This is my hometown. This is my staple. And I just, you know, I'm so glad I'm be able to come back to do this and put a smile on people's face.
Yeah, Charles, how does that feel? Because like, I've driven by there, you know, a bunch of times, and there's always folks in line. They're always, you know, and right. you're doing a fantastic job by giving back to the community. I mean, we talk about athletes, former athletes, pro athletes, and they do this. You don't have to be doing this, but you are doing this today. And I can only imagine just the great energy and the feeling of hope that you're giving those folks down there.
Well, it's just not giving back. I think that when you're in the kitchen, head of the what's going on, the food going out, coming in, and that's what I do. I like to put my boots on the ground. I like, you know, we got here this morning at 4:30. I like to be in the kitchen. I just want to pass a meal, and I want to see how they feel. People talk to you, and they want to tell you something. You know, sometimes you got to listen to other people's story. And I think that, you know, I even do Skid Row in L.A., St. Vincent de Paul. At some of these shelters, people just drop off food and keep going. And I think that when I can stay 10, 12 hours and they like that, they feel, they, you know, that give people hope, you know, not just drop a meal off and leave. And they, and somebody might have a question for you, but never have a chance to ask you. So when I'm here, they ask me a lot of questions and say, when, you know, just come back again. I'll tell you, I will. They said, come back. I said, I will be back. Some people said they were coming back, never come back. So, it's just, I believe in giving, and my whole family did, from my grandparents and my mom, sisters, and brothers. So that's what we do as a family.
And Charles, you're there until 1 o'clock today, the Lutheran Metropolitan Ministry in downtown Cleveland on Lakeside Avenue. And really good work, continuing a lot of the good things you've done. And you're there until 1 o'clock, right?
Yes. We, you know, like I said, we got here at 4:30, we leave at 1.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. It's good. I think that when you sign up for something, just have to do it and do it at a high level. Just don't do it just to pass the time. And that's what I do. I want to make sure when the people see me, they say, man, the food was good, this and that. So that's why I believe in what I do. And I'm glad I have a chance to come down here and do it, especially in my hometown. We do it at other places, but especially here in Cleveland, they need that.
Charles Oakley joining us. And Charles, congrats on the good work. Now, before we get into anything else that matters, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to get over the fact that the Cavaliers drafted you, hometown guy, and traded you away. Forget the fact you played till you were 40. You were a great player. I'm not letting this one go. I haven't let this one go.
I mean, it still bums me out, but he's got to let. Tell him he's got to let it go, man. Just tell him.
Yeah, well, you know, Cleveland. I'm always going to fight for Cleveland. I know that, you know, management sometimes believe in a certain way on doing things, and they let Ron Harper go and a few other guys too back in the days. But you know, we still going to support Cleveland, even though a lot of people are talking about the mistake on the lake, but. I try to, if I hear him say that, I'm going to say, use a mistake, where were you from, too? So, it's all good.
Charles, how often do you get back home and, you know, and how much family still have here?
I'm home a lot. You know, my mom turned 90 in April.
Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you. And we did, me and my sister and cousins, we did like, you know, 150 people 2 days at my mother's house. We've been doing it for the last 10 years. You know, I'm here, I've been here a lot. Every 3 weeks I've been here in Cleveland. So I'll be back next weekend. I was here about 2 weeks ago. So I try to be a lot because my mom's getting older, so I just want to be around her more.
That's awesome. I want to talk to you about a bunch of things going on in the NBA. But the one thing I want to start with is this. Why are there no longer a lot of guys, not that there were a lot like you, but guys who have kind of your skill sets and were embraced by organizations for the skills you brought to the game? I would think right now somebody would look at you as great as you were on the basketball court and think, yeah, but does he go out and shoot a lot of threes? And I just, that makes me want to scream.
Well, I think you have to put, when we played back in this, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, them 20 good years of, like, you know, physical in basketball. And you have to look at baseball when they knew they was doing, you know, guys was on steroid, but they wanted the numbers to go up. So everything is about a dollar. NBA found out that, rest in peace, David Stern, was his main goal was to go international. And you see what happened when he go international. Instead of getting the money from one country, getting it from eight, that's why these kids making $40, $50, $60 million, maybe they deserve, maybe they not, but you got to pay them. You got to turn the initial, you got to make sure your bat is strong for the car to run, right? And that's what everything is about, the dollar. Even though they owe NBA is, I said 70% of guys are overpaid. And they got to keep doing it because they just signed a new bargain deal, what, $76 billion for 11 years? So the money going to go up. It ain't going down. So the low market said they don't have money to pay guys. Oh, sorry about that. That's getting ready for that air show. The low market said they don't. Remember Utah said they didn't have money to pay Carmelo and Stockton.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they saying now? It's double the value now. It's double the price. So they paying them. So they always got the money. They just cry like they don't have the money. But I don't know. I think that in basketball now it's just a different cycle. You know, you got to give these guys their space. One thing I don't like about it: these guys on podcasts while they playing, you know, in season, do it during the, you know, in the summertime or some other time. And they just, it just take away from the game.
Hey, Charles, I've always wanted to ask you, it's just, now I got your, how did you end up at Virginia Union from here?
So Virginia Union. So yeah. I went to visit a lot of school and, sorry about that.
It's all right.
So when I was growing up in Cleveland, you know, inner city of Cleveland, it wasn't the greatest time growing up. That's when it was really rough back in the 70s, 80s. So my thing is, my sister went there. I went to visit. I went to Bowler Green, two other schools. So my thing, when I was in high school, because I played football and basketball, my thing, when I said, let me get, not drive this and back home on the weekend, somewhere I had to think about it. So I went like 8 hours away, instead of 2 hours away. And I just took my shot. I didn't know I was going to be a pro or whatever. I just went there and worked hard. And, hey, they said you put hard work in and pay off, and it paid off for me.
Were there guys from that era, high school era? I'm just trying to think.
It was a lot. We had a big class. Brad Sellers, Clint Smith.
Do you still talk to those guys?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Clint came by my mother's house 2 weeks ago. I talked to Brad. Kevin Elk was. It was a lot of talent growing up. You know, catalog was in front of us about 2 or 3 years, but it was a lot. We used to go out and try to see him play in the summer league, but Cleveland had a lot of talent. A lot of guys went different direction. But I was glad, you know, I went to Union because I check this out. In 4 years, I only came home one time.
Really?
So,
wow.
One time.
Richmond's that good of a city?
No, it wasn't that. Cleveland's that bad.
Oh.
No, not bad. I'm talking about bad. As
I know.
Streets was bad.
Right.
Streets was bad. So if I didn't get out when I got out, I probably would never made it out. I've probably been doing like a lot of other my guys, some illegal, this and that. Hmm. But, you know, I went down and I made something out of it. And, you know, just thank God that, you know, I had a chance to go there. My mother didn't have to pay. She couldn't afford it. So, like I said, I might have got called up because, hey, probably had to get a job or something. But I'm glad I had a little talent because I play football, too. So
that's scary.
Yeah.
Were you a defense?
Stuff I'm talking about is in my book, The Last Enforcer. So if you check that book out, you'll see why, you know, not because of the city of Cleveland. The city of Cleveland was doing real well for older, you know, for older people who work in two family home, and it was a lot of stuff going on. You know, so Cleveland just in the last, you know, 15 years, it went more sideways because they're not rebuilding. Kids going to college, they want to go somewhere fun when they come home for 3 or 4 years, then get a job. So demographics, it ain't, you know, it ain't good. But it's some people here doing real well in Cleveland. So it's either you're young or either older or you're young. So the middle class people, you know, I think a lot of them have moved out.
Charles Oakley joining us. Charles, the former John Hay Hornet, and of course, longtime NBA career, played 19 years. Charles, in getting ready to talk with you, I double checked a couple of things. This is really impressive. In your career, and mainly with the Knicks, but also with Chicago and with Toronto, you played for some unbelievable head coaches. Doug Collins, twice. Jeff Van Gundy, twice. Don Nelson, Pat Riley, Rick Pitino, Stu Jackson, John McLeod, Lenny Wilkins. Man, that's a who's who of really good coaches.
It's a who's who because a lot of them got wins. So think about the coach who got a win, somebody got the loss. Some of the coaches wasn't great as they advertised to be, but sometimes wins overshadow stuff. But I'm gonna say that for my next book coming out. But some of the coaches, no, I ain't get along with them too much because, you know, I spoke my mind. So.
Well, that's not a surprise now. Let's be honest about that, right?
I always be honest. That's one thing I'm about, being honest.
Which coach did you like playing for the most?
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I mean, they all had their different ways. I think Jeff was a copycat of Pat Riley. I think Don Nelson was just a guy who, you know, drank 6 beers before he come to practice. Don Chaney was just a laid back guy. I think Butch Carter was a good coach
in Toronto.
And real good. He got his own way though. He tried to be one of them coaches who I want to be the president and coach. Just, you know, this for first time coaching, you do good. In the next year, he'd go in and try to undercut the GM and da-da-da. But he X and O for everything about the game. He might be the best one.
Wow.
And, you know, Pat Riley probably next. And Jeff was like Pat Riley. But I think Butch was a better X. Out of all of them, he was the best X and O guy to me.
That's saying a lot because you played for some really good coaches.
I know.
At least, as you said, from the win standpoint. That's really true.
Yeah, you know, Pat Riley was good, but he was too controlling. I mean, he got the key to the house, so you had to wait for him to get home to get in the house. So he real controlling. So, but he had a way. I gave him respect because he had championship, and I was trying to get a championship. But as you know, as you go on life and you play with coaches. He was just, you know, in my book, I talk about this, you know, he had some weakness, but the weakness I think was, you know, I think the weakness hurt us. So when we always played Chicago, he was trying to be Phil instead of to beat the Bulls. That was my thing. I was always said that because and my thing, when you're playing the Bulls in that era, you don't sub until they sub. And then I think Pat Riley got into it. He promised the guys men and you promise somebody something and you're playing against the Bull, you're automatically going to lose because you got to play the guys who's going to keep the game closed, will know what to do with situation. So it was one of them things, but I guess, you know, some coaches they didn't like one another. So he felt like he was the section coach. He was Phil was one of them best hillbillies. So,
oh man, oh, you're killing me, man.
Well, you know, look at LeBron. How can you let LeBron get away from Miami? I mean, come on. I mean, you gotta, you know, look what happened with Butler. Look what, you know, I guess he just, you know, he brushed his hair back too long. He should have started combing it forward. Maybe things would have came back.
Oh, man. I was just trying to fuel my car with some of the stuff he was putting in his hair at one point.
You need to start combing it forward. Maybe he can remember you like, okay, this ain't a way to do that. But he did. That's what he did when he left New York. Everything he was supposed to do, he did in Miami. He said, well, maybe I should have did that.
Good point.
He apologized to New York fans about maybe, yeah, it's too late now. I mean, don't apologize 5 years later. We was in the finals, and you made a bad decision with Orlando Blackman. You weren't playing because he came. He wouldn't play with Orlando Blackman because he put his wife on a road trip the season before.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No. Yes and no. Yeah. I can believe it.
He could have cost. He probably did cost us the championship. This man got 20,000 points, and you took a grudge with him because you know he was like you said, no wives go nowhere until we win the second round. And you know he's a vet. You know, like man, this is my wife. She, you know, what am I tell her? No, I mean, so you know he was like that though. He held a grudge.
Why can't everyone be like you? Why can't everyone be honest like you? Serious. Could you start some kind of media school where you're telling athletes that they should just be like you?
Just speak your mind.
Forget Mike, man. Be like Charles. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
No, it's just, you know, he was, I mean, I don't know. One thing I can say good or bad, but when he first got to New York, he asked me, would you take less minutes? Let me tell you the story. I said, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to win. He said, my minutes went from 34 down to about 27. So the first year and a half, you know, like, I'm keep up with what's going on. So I had a talk with you. So I go back and, you know, I wait till the end of the season. And, you know, we made the playoff, we lost. I said, I've been looking at what you've been telling me, take less minutes. I've seen as a production, I don't care about my production. I go by how on the flow play out. I said, the team play better when I'm on the floor. He like to call plays. Some guys, not energy guys, you know. So I said, I bring energy. I do hustle, I do this and that. I said, I think if you let me get back to my 34, 35 minutes, I think you will see a big difference with loose balls, rebounds, charges. So the next year, he put me back in the lineup. I played the whole season. We go to the NBA Finals.
The numbers back that up, by the way.
It seems too simple.
It's just
simple.
They played, see, you know what it was? it was, see, they had too many guys trying to score, no one trying to do the little things. He kept trying to push that, play this guy, but he couldn't play with them because he feel like a lot of guys get caught in their own way. Some guys, I was average 25 on another team. Well, I tell guys, whenever you get traded to another team, unless you're LeBron, James, Curry, or MJ, your numbers going to come down, and you got to, your ego got to come down because they traded you. Unless, you know, unless you're number one, especially if they trade you for two players. So it's just some guys feel like once you spoil somebody and then they look for it, hey, you promise me, you can't promise nobody nothing in sports because you don't know how it's going to play out. You know, you can promise Michael Jordan, LeBron, or somebody, not a guy on the bench. You know, you should be glad that you get 12 minutes off the bench.
Charles Oakley joining us. Charles, last thought. Your hometown team won 64 games in the regular season last year, not able to get it done in the playoffs. Do you like the way the Cavs look and their chances for this season?
I don't know. I mean, they blamed the coach the year before. I mean, I don't know because simple what I'm saying is you got to know who can play together. Don't play somebody because you give them $40, $50 million. That don't work all the time. That's what Dallas is just finding out. You know, they wouldn't play the kid, so he want to be traded. He think he's the top three pass rusher in the league. They think he's the number 10. So when you pay a guy, and you might have a tough agent or whatever, you know, you don't sign this guy, you can't get none of my other guys. But my thing is, the cap problem is they got to play tougher. They got real don't die by the three. Get more drives. The big guys just play tough. I mean, this Cleveland, I mean, yeah, always been said mistake on the lake. But my thing is, people, we got to show them that we're not a mistake. We got to show them we for real. We got to show them. I mean, we can't be losing to no Pacers team that only have a number one player. They got a guy with a jack up three. You step back. He can step in your backyard if you're too close to his house. So they just got to be, stop saying, okay, make sure. No, it don't come. Like, you got to check your egos at the door. Somebody got to be a leader. They get a leader and stop just saying, you know, well, and we'll make it up next year. It don't come like that. They should have been in the – you win that many games, it's like a lost season. You got people on hopes all high, spending their money, driving, parking, you know, rush hours, this and that, trying to get to the game. And this is like a pride and joy for fans to have a conversation when they go on vacation. Well, we went to the finals. We lost, but we got there. Next year, every year, you get 3 years for this ride. They got maybe one more year. If they don't do nothing next year, they ain't going to never do nothing. Don't let them walk around Cleveland like, you know, because you win six of them. No, you ain't did nothing. You won six of them games, but you went home in second. That ain't nothing.
Keep it going.
That's a Clevelander talking right
that
there.
That is, man.
That is. Hey, it's always great to catch right. up, Charles.
Thank you so much.
No doubt, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.